Oh, and we have company this morning on the Q Morning Show. It's Kenora's own Ryan Van Bellingham. He's got a new CD ready to go. It's called For a Home. I'm holding a copy in my hand right now. Ryan, welcome to the Q Morning Show.
Thank you very much for having me here.
So you're spending a lot of time in school these days.
Yeah, I'm studying architecture at the University of Manitoba.
What year are you in?
Second year.
The music is close to you. It's close to your heart.
You know, music is like a side thing. It's always been close to me. I mean, if I could excel in both or either or.
This new album sounds really nice. Tell me about the production of that.
What happened was I went to a Manitoba music workshop. Chris Burke Gaffney was one of the critics. You play your demo and they criticize it, right? And I talked to him and he said, if you ever want to do an album, contact me. So, I mean, I phoned him up. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. So.
Really easy guy to get along with.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Chris Burke Gaffney, if you don't know, is from, of course, The Pumps, who had a song called Bust the TV, and also Orphan. Chris Burke Gaffney wrote this song. It's called Miracle. That's Chris Burke Gaffney and Orphan with Miracle. And we're talking with Ryan Van Bellingham about his new album produced by Chris Burke Gaffney. And Ryan, the CD's ready to go. You've got a release party coming up?
Yeah, exactly. At the Bijou restaurant on the 23rd of November. My CDs will be for sale there, and we'll be playing the entire CD front to back.
What's your favorite part about being in the studio?
Chris is really funny to work with. I mean, like, he's witty and clever, and he's a hard worker. So getting to work with him and getting his thoughts and ideas on the album was awesome.
It's all about the producer actually making you comfortable and getting in that whole vibe of being in the studio and laying down tracks and having his support behind you. Do you think he got the best out of you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We clicked. It was kind of funny, actually, because the first day I came back to hear what he'd done, I sat down and he played me the songs. He said, well, I'd like to hear what you think about it. I mean, he played For a Home, which is the title track. As soon as it hit the chorus, it was just awesome. I remember smiling, not being able to stop, and I just stared at him. I said, no, that's perfect.
And we know that you're not doing this whole album by yourself. You've got a lot of help, right?
Yeah, for sure. My sister helped me out a lot with the inside of it, the birdhouse and the beautiful picture on the inside with the CD. My family, my parents, been a big help with the whole album. All my friends and followers, too.
And speaking of followers, you've got followers on your Facebook page. How can we find you there?
I have a Facebook page. Add me as a friend. Every like helps. And I've got a Twitter account, too, so you can follow me there. And check out my website, too, ryanvanbellingham.com.
Let's play a song from the CD.
All right.
Straight to the Moon is the song that we're going to play. Tell me about the song, how it came to be, and your experience in the studio with it.
I was sitting in my apartment, and I had the most fun with that song. I don't know, it just kind of came out, and I went to Chris, and I just knew he could do so much with it after working with him. I was really confident that we could put it together really well.
Ryan Van Bellingham is here. The new album is called For a Home. Its official release date is Friday, November 23rd. That's the night of the CD release party at the Bijou Steakhouse. Ryan, thank you so much for coming in, and good luck with the album.
All right. Thank you very much for having me here.